This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
We've got Michelle on the line for Blown Off. Michelle, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Michelle.
We are so good, too.
I'm so excited to be talking to you. I love your show. I used to listen to your show all the time with my friends. We would listen, like, every day. I would carpool with a couple friends to work, and we would listen to your show all day. And I still listen to your show every day, but now we don't carpool together, so it's just me by myself in my car. But I kind of feel like I'm still driving with friends, because I feel like you guys are my friends, because I listen all the time. So I'm really excited to be, like, actually talking to you today.
That's so nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I called, and I think you guys are the best, and it's always a great way to just get the morning going.
Yeah, no, it's
right.
All of that. Okay, before the morning ends, Michelle, we want to ask, are you calling for Blown Off?
Yes, I am. I think I've been blown off.
Okay.
It's a terrible feeling, you know? Like, I thought I had a really great time with this guy, and we really connected. We talked about all kinds of different things. He really listened. Like, I just feel like we had a really good connection, and that's rare, you know? We all go out on so many different dates, and you don't actually have a connection very often. And then when he doesn't, like, respond, it just makes me feel so terrible. And,
right.
And I don't understand why he didn't say he was going out of town, or
right.
Like,
okay.
There didn't seem to be any hint about why he wouldn't respond. And so I'm just wondering, like, I just can't figure it out. It just makes me feel so bad, you know? Like,
yeah.
I just have to know, because we really have a nice time. Like, there was no clues. It really
okay.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense
no.
At all. Michelle, let me ask you two quick questions, and I just need quick answers, okay?
Okay.
What is this guy's name?
His name is Randall. He's really sweet. Like,
No, that's fine. You met online.
Yeah. And our emails back and forth were really nice. And then he came and picked me up like a gentleman and took me to dinner. And he didn't make any moves. Like, there wasn't a kiss at the end of the date. But I think he was just being a gentleman. And then I was wondering, well, maybe he's kind of trying to play hard to get because he is really cute. And I was like, you know, but it was really sweet. We talked all night. We had a delightful. We went for Italian. He knew this really great restaurant.
Right. Okay.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. And then, did you talk to him after the date at all, or was that the last time you'd heard from him?
After he dropped me off, I texted. Like, I was gonna wait for him to text me, but then I just texted him just to let him know, like, hey, I had a really great time, and I hope we can hang out again. And it was nice to actually meet you in person. And
right.
It's so rare to have a
10
nice
paragraphs
moment.
Later.
That's a long
what
text.
What did he say?
That's a long.
Then I realized, like, the next day after that, I had this all day conference at work, and so I wasn't gonna be able to take out my phone. So I texted him and said, if you call tomorrow, like, I won't be able to pick up all day.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, at what point did you realize you were getting blown off? Did he ever call or text you back?
No, he never has. And I talked to him, like, after the date, I told my friends, like, I put on this fantastic date, and then they're all like, well, so what's next? I'm like, there's been nothing. That's
okay. Listen, all right, so take a breath for 1 second. We're going to call Randall. We're going to find out why he's blowing you off, okay?
Okay, because my friends, I told them all about it.
No, I got it. No, hang on 1 second. I got it. Right, we're going to, right, oh, hang on 1 second.
Oh, my God, stop.
So Michelle wants us to call Randall now and find out what the deal is, because he never got back to you, right, Michelle?
That's right. He never called back. And it's true. My friends told me that I should call you because we listen to your show all the time.
Right, I got it.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's not waste any more time. You just stay quietly in the background. Do you have, like, a mute button on your phone?
Yeah, I can do that.
I would go ahead and mute it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just in case.
Okay.
And, all right, good. Yeah, go ahead, hit the mute button. And we're gonna call Randall now and see if we can find out why he's blowing you off, okay? Oh, she muted the phone. Good.
Right. Yeah, this is
here
perfect.
We go.
It's working.
Here we go.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, no.
I'm muting it again now.
Okay,
I'm muting it again now.
Okay, good. Mute. All right, goodbye.
Hello.
Randall.
Yes.
Randall, hi. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Randall.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. What's up with you?
You know, the sky. Ha, ha, ha. It's a common answer.
Yeah. Randall, we wanted to ask you a few questions. Do you mind if we talk to you on the radio?
Yeah. No, it's cool. Yeah.
Oh, you need okay. Okay, good.
Great.
Listen, we just have one question for you.
Okay.
The question is, why are you blowing off Michelle, who you went on one date with last week.
I thought I won something.
Sorry.
You know, I don't think I'm not really blowing Michelle off. Yeah. I just.
Is there some reason you don't want to go out with her again? I mean, what is it about her that makes you think, God, you know what? As far as going out with you again, I'd say that's a big no.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Have you met Michelle? Like, she does not stop talking. I don't know if you know her very well, but like.
We don't really know her very well, but we did notice that.
Interesting you should say that, actually.
I mean, like, I'm not even exaggerating a little bit. Like, when I say that she doesn't stop talking, I mean, like, she does not stop talking. Nonstop.
Right.
No, I'm not 100% against what you're saying.
we caught on to that.
I'm sorry. Can I just say something here? That's not true. I know that I talk. I have the gift of gab, but I'm just a good conversationalist. And we were having a really great conversation. Randall was asking me all about myself. So I was just telling him about myself and asking him. That's what you do on a first date. You talk to somebody.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Right.
That would be Michelle.
Yeah, that's her. Randall, so tell us about the date. Was it basically just like her talking?
Basically, I picked her up. And from the time that we left her place to go on the date, about 4 hours later, mm-hmm. it was just all her talking in the middle.
Yeah.
All her speaking, you know, like, and then at the very end, I dropped her off. And I don't know if she was, I think she was still talking when she shut the door.
oh, my gosh.
That is not true. What are you supposed to do on a first date? You talk to somebody. You get to know them. We were having a conversation.
I mean, I think you're describing a two-way street, but I don't think that you allowed me to say anything the entire time.
That's not true. We talked about you. I asked you about yourself. You told me about yourself.
Michelle, could you tell me one thing that I told you about myself? Just one thing.
Well, you told me about the Italian restaurant where we were going to stop, and you were telling me what you like to eat. You told me about your roommate. Remember? You told me all about that thing with your roommate and everything.
We did go to an Italian restaurant.
Oh, my God.
What is the thing I said about my roommate?
I mean, it's been like a week now.
But Michelle, did you ask him any questions about himself? Did you say?
It's weird because when you do online dating, already know so much about the other person. Like, I know what his work is.
Right.
But, like, he wasn't saying anything. It was kind of all on me to keep up the conversation.
Randall, did you, like, try to get a couple of words in? Or were you trying to, you know, talk about yourself a little bit? Or did you just kind of give up past a certain point?
I said I had a roommate. And then she spoke for 3 hours. And then, at that point, I was just trying to, like, sort of Dewey Decimal, like, categorize everything she was saying.
Michelle, do you realize that you do that? Like, you kind of talk a lot?
Well, I know I kind of talk a lot, but my friends think that I'm great to hang out with and a lot of fun, and nobody else seems to have a problem with it. And if he wanted to say something, he should just speak up. I'll listen.
Yeah.
He's just being really quiet. I thought he was just nervous.
Do you feel like maybe you're nervous and that's why you talk a lot?
I probably talk a little more when I'm nervous.
All right, so at this point, I mean, we have to ask again, Randall, if Michelle maybe curbed her talking habit a little bit, would you want to go out with her again maybe, or?
You know, yeah, I consider it. I think about it.
I thought you were really nice and a really great guy, but there are other great guys out there, and I'm just going to hold off for somebody who doesn't have to think about whether they want to spend time with me. Like, somebody who just thinks I'm great to hang out with. I really believe that somebody who's like, oh, Michelle, she's the best. So I thought that Randall seemed really nice, and I want to be out with somebody who thinks the same way about me.
Right.
Really thinks that there's a connection there. And I really believe that I need to hold out until I find the person out there who feels as strongly about me and that I really believe he's out there somewhere. Putting me on some sort of test on our second date, like, that doesn't sound fun or positive or what the kind of thing that I want in my life is to be, like, tested or thought a lesson.
Oh, my God.
Can I change my answer?
Okay.
Hang on.
Hang on 1 second,
you
two.
Holy crap.
340-9595-800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.